This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You are tuning to MUT Radio and you are listening to the Hlangani Midday Show. Now, as promised, we have our wonderful guest joining us. We are joined by Mr. Becky Shezi, who is the director of the Human Resources Department here at MUT. And today he is here to talk to us about the recently launched Mangosuthu University of Technology Employee Assistance Program. Mr. Shezi, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, it's so good to have you. So we're going to be talking all about the Employee Assistance Program. So first of all, could you please give us an overview of the newly launched Employee Assistance Program and what motivated its inception?
Okay. No, thank you very much for this opportunity. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ithuba elingandile. Perhaps it would be important that we talk first about the role of the AP in the workplace. Mm. As the name implies, the EAP is the program that is designed to provide support for employees who are experiencing life issues that may impact their psychosocial functioning and productivity in the workplace, which, according to me, may result in the absenteeism, presenteeism, and any other workplace issues. And therefore, coming back to our question, perhaps we should also add to say EAP can be in-house or outsourced. As we have as MUT staff developed this program, and then it is currently outsourced with a company called Lira Services. Coming back to your question as to what was the reason of launching this program. First, we have had this particular program in the past. I think it was in 2013 to 2015. Mm. So we thought maybe after this first, the post-COVID-19 situation, we need to address some of the psychosocial issues that staff are being affected with. And at the same time, we ensure that whenever we are developing our HR&D operational plan, we include this type of a service, so that we can assist staff in terms of their work and family life situations. So that was the main driver of reintroducing the service.
Wonderful. And you've already highlighted some of the main issues that it will tackle. But what are the primary objectives and the clear goals of the EAP? And how do you envision it benefiting staff and their families? Mm-hmm.
Okay, in our submission to the EMC, that is the Executive Management Committee, we enlisted some of the objectives of relaunching this service. One of those is to ensure that the university achieves its strategic objectives of attracting and retaining staff. This strategic objective will be realized by creating an environment that is caring and supportive for staff and their immediate families. Again, this will also encourage staff to take ownership of their own well-being through necessary support and intervention. Mm. So that is uppermost the objective of introducing this particular service.
Yes.
And then we also indicated that this program will be integrated into other organizational programs of the university, which include inter alia a piloted performance management system, health and safety program, staff counseling, just to mention but a few.
Yes.
And then and achieve the following. First, it will achieve the service delivery. It will also improve productivity of our staff members. And it will establish a supportive workplace climate and culture and enhance individual functioning. So those are type of situation that we envisage after we have introduced this.
Wonderful. And those are some very clear, some very important goals. And it can be quite a difficult challenge to take on. So what are some of the specific services and support that the EAP provides for employees and for their families?
Okay. First, this service is accessible to all eligible staff members and their immediate family members. The services that are on offer include, among others, the confidential telephone counseling, face-to-face counseling, workplace and individual trauma intervention, dependent services, financial and legal advice, and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how? What steps should staff take to access those services?
We there will be an online and face-to-face presentation that would be made by the service provider, Lira, and they have already inducted some of us as to how should we access this type of a benefit. But again, I would leave that to the service provider.
Yes,
because we have arranged that they come and present to all staff, including the executive management. They have already inducted us, but again, I would leave that to the presenter so that staff members are able just to engage with them and also ask any pertinent question regarding this intervention.
Okay, and then you mentioned that it's the relaunch, essentially, of the program. So can you share any success stories or any feedback that you've got from the program so far?
Yes, in the past, it yielded some positive results, particularly because some staff members, the productivity were kind of improved.
Mm-hmm.
And then staff were able just to share their confidential issues with the provider. And as a result, we used to generate a quarterly report to management as to the participants and what type of value it has yielded to our employees.
Mm.
So in as much as it was, I think it was about 2 years ago, 2013 to 2015, so I vividly recall that it added a lot of value to our staff members in general.
Yes, and you mentioned being able to speak about personal confidential matters. So how does the university, the program, your department, how do you ensure confidentiality and trust within the EAP?
HR people in general are the people who observe confidentiality because first of all, we take custody of people's lives, like the personal files and any other issues that might impact the integrity of our department and the employer's personal files. So in this regard, I think the first thing that we did is that we outsourced it because we could have developed or established an office to have it in-house.
Yes.
But just for the sake of confidentiality, we thought that as outsources to the experts who will have to deal directly with the victim.
Yes.
And then they will only maybe provide us with the information as to who participated. And then should there be something that will require our assistant as the employer, that is where we'll come in.
Yes.
But the first port of call will be us as HR when the employee is experiencing some psychosocial circumstances, particularly because we have already experienced the horrendous the act of kidnapping by some of our employees from the transport department.
Mm.
So as a result of that, they have reported to us, and then we have activated this program.
Yes,
that's to assist those staff members with their people, staff with their dependents.
Okay. So, yeah, you've got a very good team handling your confidentiality, so we can trust you. And before we wrap up, what are the future plans of the EAP? Are there any upcoming additions? What can we expect moving forward?
No, we are expecting an improved productivity. We are also expecting that maybe the level of absenteeism reduced. We also expect that some staff members will come forward and ventilate whatever circumstances they are dealing with, they are coming across, particularly because of this post-COVID-19 situation that must have ravaged most of us. So now we are creating a platform where people really can talk, can vent, and then with their dependent or their families, they can utilize this service, because it's very, very difficult maybe just to engage us with their own life situation. So now we are trying to create this situation to say, after what had happened maybe in 2020, COVID-19, but again, we are creating an intervention that will assist you just to talk whatever is affecting you psychologically.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. Now, I can't let you go without asking you for, because with all of your experience and your work at MUT, I can't let you go without asking for a little bit of advice for young people coming into the workspace. Especially for students, you know, and now we've been promised all our things by our politicians. So, so what's some advice about for young people coming into the workspace from you?
You mean in terms of accessing this type of benefit?
This type of benefit, or just in general with your experience in human resources? Yeah, because it can be quite scary trying to come from university looking for work. So just with your wisdom for,
Yes, it is quite a challenge.
Yes.
Because a transition from being a student to the world of work is something that comes with a lot of anxiety and a lot of excitement. But at the end of the day, we are here as HR people just to assist in terms of the guidance, in terms of advices, in terms of offering maybe opportunities to acquire the necessary experience. So we have acquired some of the interns within our department, and then we have also ensured that maybe come the end of their contract with us, they have been fully equipped with they have been assisted maybe from the level of etiquette, and then the work place experience, and any other thing that they might require.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We've been speaking to Mr. Becky Shezif, who is the director of the Human Resources Department here at MUT. And
this is an MUT Radio podcast.